Hi, we're looking back on October 15, the day when this iconic TV show started. Yes, I Love Lucy premiered on this day in 1951.
Ricky and Fred are cut out of the same mold.
Yeah, and they're getting moldier all the time.
And in 1999, one of Australia's most famous football clubs, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, were kicked out of the NRL. It took them 2 years, but they made a comeback.
It was a victory sweeter than any premiership win.
Yeah! Spread the word. The Bunnies are back.
October 12 birthdays, Richard Carpenter celebrates his 74th birthday. He and his sister Karen made up the most successful duo of the 70s, the Carpenters.
Just like me, they long to be close to you.
British singer-songwriter Chris de Burgh is 72, best known for the hits Don't Pay the Ferryman and Lady in Red.
Lady.
Actress Tanya Roberts is 65 today. She was one of Charlie's Angels and a Bond girl in A View to a Kill.
You can take your offer.
Don't bother, Susie. He's a psychopath.
The Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, turns 61, the former wife of Prince Andrew and mum to princesses Beatrice and Eugenie.
My father was called Fergie and my grandfather.
Oh, okay.
But I like Sarah now.
One of Australia's best ever cricketers not to don the baggy green, Jamie Cox, celebrates his 50th today. The former Tasmanian captain played more domestic cricket than anybody else.
As a cricket business, we have two very distinct challenges, and one is to get as many players playing the game and to spread the message of cricket far and wide.
And remember Paulini? The Australian Idol finalist teamed up with a couple of other former contestants to form the Young Divas. Paulini is 38. Finally, Penny Marshall was born on this day in 1943, died in 2018, aged 75. The director of movies like Big, Awakenings and A League of Their Own will always be remembered as Laverne on the sitcom Laverne and Shirley.
Well, you should see how close hers are. Do that thing you do.
Remembering Penny Marshall on October 15.